CBS Sports Radio 650 and on 95.7 HD3 KIKK Pasadena, KKHH HD3 Houston, a radio.com station. Helping Houstonians live their best foodie lives. It's time for I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to our second episode. Woo, woo, woo. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. I'm Jessie Watt.
And I'm Danielle Dubois.
Now, most of you probably know Danielle by her Instagram handle. She is, in fact, the famous at Hangry Houstonian.
You know, I don't know about famous, but I definitely am a hangry Houstonian.
Do you like when people call you that? I feel like everyone knows you by hangry Houstonian.
Well, it's funny now because I feel like people have dropped the whole hangry Houstonian and it's just hangry. Like, hey, hangry. Hey, hangry. I'm like, actually, I just ate. I'm not hangry right in this moment.
It's like a nickname.
It is a nickname. I'm like, okay.
Everyone's like, oh, I follow her, Hangry Houstonian. I'm like, well, she has a name.
Exactly. I'll get packages all the time that just made out to Hangry Houstonian. I'm like, my birth name is actually Danielle Dubois.
Do you know? So make sure you pull out your phone, check Instagram. If you're not following Hangry Houstonian and you're not stalking her page like the rest of us are, every time we need to pick a place to go out to eat, hop on the train at Hangry Houstonian. She is the foodie expert in Houston. She's our influencer on the show. She's going to make your mouth water every time you listen to our podcast. As a matter of fact, how many texts did you get from people that listened to our first episode about the mussel bread?
I got a ton of messages. It felt really nice to have so much awesome support from my friends and family. Right? And just from random people that were like, go girl, like right? Make your way.
Even for people that don't live in Houston, I was getting Facebook messages from people saying, I think I might travel like just to get this mussel bread or the cheese bread. Like if you haven't listened to the first episode, go back, listen to the first episode, then come back and listen to our second episode. It's really easy. You can say Alexa, Google, turn on CBS Sports Radio 650 on radio.com. All your smart devices so you can listen to the mussel bread because seriously, your mouth is going
to
water.
We all need to go back to that first episode and like really reflect on it. I mean, I feel like I hit some like the top spots in my mind. So like now I'm like, now what am I going to talk about? There's so many good places, but I do love the first episode.
Definitely when you're listening to us, have a snack in front of you. Yeah. It's almost like grocery shopping when you're hungry and you can't, like you have to eat beforehand or you'll get everything.
Or watching the Food Network channel while you're eating is so satisfying, right?
So
you know,
bad.
Like you're watching like Iron Chef or you're like watching one of those shows and they're like making this like crazy dish and you're just like going to town on a cheeseburger and you're like, this is great. Like
this is the same.
I'm not hangry. I'm just so satisfied right now.
Okay, now our favorite way to kick off the show is the best restaurants to check out this week for date night. So if you're talking to someone special or you met someone on Hinge, because I have learned apparently we're not on Tinder anymore.
No. I mean, some people maybe, I don't want to like diss anybody that's like, oh, I found my one true love on Tinder. But
yeah,
I mean, we have been rolled on Tinder for some quite a few years now. Bumble was a thing for a little while and then now Hinge.
Okay, yeah. We're all on Hinge. So you're talking to some guy or girl on Hinge. You want to take them out. We have three brand new date spots this week. So Danielle, give us your first recommendation for date night spots.
My first date night spot is going to be Cultivare in the Heights.
That sounds fancy.
Yes, it is under the Agricole restaurant group.
Okay.
Cultivare is an Italian restaurant and it's really cool. It's like an intimate date night spot. And then in the back of Cultivare, they have an outdoor cocktail garden.
That's so,
so
fun.
Nice. Yeah, and so they have like these really cool, like twinkle lights outside and a garden area where, I mean, people are going out there to like pick their fresh fruits and vegetables out there.
And you can
herbs.
Eat out there too?
Yeah, you can eat out there. You can have a cocktail outside. And then maybe if you want to eat inside because it's so hot. So like have a cocktail outside, watch them like pick some herbs for the dishes and then come back inside and have your main course.
Okay, so if you're going to go to this place, would you recommend going at nighttime then so you can kind of sit under the twinkle lights? Because I imagine that would be a little bit more romantic.
It's definitely a romantic spot. I mean, this place is not by any means like a big restaurant.
Right.
I mean, it's definitely a more intimate spot. So I would say nighttime and go
straight to the back, straight to the twinkle lights.
Twinkle lights. Yes, watch them pick out the herbs and then get a nice cocktail. And they have a lot of great pastas and pizzas. Mm-hmm. They have a black pepper pasta. One of the things that like when I was told about Cultivare, that was one of the first things that I was told to try. And it is absolutely delicious. I'm not one that like loves super peppery things, but this was really, really nice and well balanced. And then their pizza dishes are phenomenal as well.
So this would be more of a romantic date night spot. You can go outside, sit under the twinkle lights, pick out your own herbs. get a cocktail, but I think I might lean a little bit more towards, what is it, the black pepper pasta?
Is it spicy? No, it's not too spicy. It's pretty nice.
As someone who thinks that hot Cheetos are spicy, would I think this is spicy?
No.
Okay, great. Then I'm all for it. We're going to go next week. Our next place on the list.
Okay, so our next place on the list is going to be Cotta Rabata.
Oh, boy. Okay, so.
We had to talk about a sushi place, Jesse. Just get used to it. Sushi is like one of my one true loves, so we are going to always talk sushi.
Danielle is all for sushi all the time. She's trying to convince me. I'm not someone who necessarily likes seafood, so she's trying to really bring that into my life. We're going to get there eventually. I just need some time, but Cotta Rabata, I do know where this place is because every single time my boyfriend Tyler and I drive past it, he will tell me the same fun fact as if I've never heard it before. He goes, oh, that's J.J. Watt's favorite restaurant. Did you know that? I'm like, oh.
Well, and he is in your family. So like you have to trust what J.J. Watt
thinks. I'm like, you don't think I know that? He told me that at the last family reunion.
Exactly. At the last family reunion. Yeah, at Christmas.
In any case, Cotta Rabata is kind of in like a strip mall. It's on Richmond. It's in Upper Kirby. If you go to like Dessert Gallery ever.
Dessert Gallery is right by it. Yep.
It's in the same strip.
Pico's, so. Papacito's is right over there.
Perfect. Just Ruggles that area. Black.
Yeah.
So I actually haven't been inside Cotta Rabata before, if you can believe it or not, seafood. So what am I looking at when I walk in? What's the vibe?
So it's going to be like kind of like your typical sushi restaurant where it's almost like kind of dark, intimate vibes, right? There's a sushi bar, two tops, then there's like some booth areas. You're able to sit at the bar. Yeah, it's nice. It's really nice.
Okay, tell me about the seafood. I'm ready. I'm getting my stomach ready. Tell me all about it.
Okay, so I was thinking about the dishes that I've had there that were really good that you actually might like.
Okay.
And of course, what did I think about? I thought about what do you love more than anything is macaroni and cheese.
Love it!
And so they have a miso lobster mac and cheese.
Ooh.
All right, so you're going to have a little bit of seafood with the lobster, sis. Sorry about it.
No, 50-50. There's compromise there.
All right, we can make a scone. Okay. So with this lobster mac and cheese, there are three different types of cheese. First is the Parmesan, Gouda, and cheddar cheese. And they are all actually locally sourced from Dairy Maids, which is in the Heights. It's a place where you can go get cheese from. So I thought that's really cool is that they're able to get cheese locally.
That sounds so good right now. You have no idea. It just sounds fresh. Like if someone took me here on a first date, I feel like I would be really impressed. And drop that piece of information, by the way. Drop that knowledge on your date so they know that you know what you're talking about.
And then another dish they have is a pork shumai dumpling topped with garlic chili oil. And like there are these little dumplings. And what's cool about them is they have this little injector that comes separate from the dumplings and you can inject it with this like ponzu sauce.
No way.
There's like these little pipettes where you basically just like squirt some of the sauce onto the dumpling and it's like an activity at dinner.
Right? That's so fun.
Yeah, I actually went on a date there one time and it was a fabulous date and we got the little pipettes and did a little squirt squirt.
Squirt squirt.
Yeah, really nice. It was really nice. I highly recommend
like that give you something different because that's not something you can get at any other normal restaurant. If you were to take your date somewhere, that's something different, something memorable.
And it's like almost a little bit of an activity and a talking point while you're at dinner. I love when places have talking points, right? Because, yes. I mean, you're trying to like pull things out of your head to talk about, right?
Hey, what do you do?
Exactly. What's your five-year plan?
What's your sign? Are you nice to your mom?
Exactly.
Well, you have a dog.
But with this, it definitely is it's a talking point for sure.
Our third and final date spot. Where are we heading to this week?
So we are going to head to Caracol over in the Galleria area. Caracol is owned and run by Hugo. And if you haven't heard of Hugo, he is a James Beard Award winning chef. And honestly, he is just a sweetheart.
What is a James? Tell me about that because I don't know a whole lot about the James Beard Awards.
Sure. So James Beard is basically like, from my understanding, it's like the highest award for a chef. It's basically people saying like, we recognize you as one of the top chefs in the country. Mm-hmm. Like what you're doing is just above and beyond from like everybody else. It's a hard award to get.
Okay. Okay. So we're hitting spots. Day three. Where are we going?
Yes. So Caracol, Mexican seafood.
Yes.
Mexican seafood. All right. So we think of Houston. We think of Mexican food. Hugo is doing Mexican seafood, and he's doing it so well there. One of my favorite dishes at Caracol is their wood-roasted oysters. They have chipotle butter and breadcrumbs on top of these oysters. And I grew up loving oysters. Like, I will eat a raw oyster and think it's delicious, but these wood-roasted oysters are so good. I would choose those over, like, char-grilled oysters that I've grown up with.
Oh, really?
And that says a lot because, I mean, growing up on, like, char-grilled oysters, like, they're phenomenal. And these wood-grilled ones are so good. I actually have a picture on Hangry Houstonian on my page of them. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you are thinking about any of these and your mouth is watering, go to Danielle's page. It's at Hangry Houstonian on Instagram. She posts pictures of them, like, when they come out. I always think of, like, when you see a pizza commercial and the cheese, and your pizza never actually looks like that. She will show you how the food legitimately looks when it comes out, and she only picks the best restaurants, so you know you're going to get a definite, like, amazing meal when you go.
I will not post anything I do not love.
Yeah.
That is, like, my one true, like...
I live by that. That's a rule.
Thank you. Yes, I live by that. I live and die by my reputation in the city, and if I do not like it, it is not being shown on my page. Okay. So, second thing that I love at Caracol that I actually had the other day is a lobster taco with lime crema. It is so good. They make their tortillas, their corn tortillas in-house. I mean, they're so good. And they're these fat lobster tails, like juicy with butter. Like, they're super buttery. Oh my gosh, they're so good. Like, you cannot go wrong at Caracol when it comes to their dishes. But also, their cocktails are phenomenal. I mean, not only do they have fantastic margaritas, but they also have, like, other cool, like, fun Mexican style cocktails.
This is so cool. Okay, so we have three options right now for date nights. You can go outside to pick your own herbs. What's the restaurant called?
Cultivare.
These, like, all the names this week are, like, my brain is mixing them up. Cata Rabada, you might run into JJ Watt. You never know. Could be a celebrity.
And then Caracol, you'll see the celebrity chef Hugo.
Ooh.
So at Cata Rabada, you're going to see celebrity football player. And then at Caracol, you're going to see celebrity chef Hugo.
Now, don't worry. If you're wondering where these restaurants are, at the end of the show, we give you all the addresses for them. So get your pen and paper ready because we're going to hand those out to you. Coming up after the break, we're going to get into birthday celebrations because I won't say who, but one of us is celebrating a birthday this week.
From date night to must-try restaurants, it's a show all about Houston food and nightlife. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Go, shawty. It's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday. We gonna sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. Because it's Danielle Dubois' birthday. Oh, shoot.
Well, thanks for the birthday jam.
Danielle is celebrating her Dirty 30 birthday.
Dirty 30 and flirty.
This is so exciting. I love celebrating birthdays, but I think one of the hardest things is trying to decide what you're going to do for your birthday. And that's why we're here. That's why I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry exists. We're here to help you not only live your best foodie lives in Houston, but to help you celebrate your birthday the right way in Houston. Because there's a lot of places here to celebrate that you probably don't even know about. So whether it's your birthday, you're planning for a friend's birthday, or you want to pretend like it's your birthday to get free shots, here's what we do.
I have definitely been like, oh, it's my birthday, buy me a drink, and all of my friends.
Right?
And it works every single time because they're guilt tripped into that.
Exactly. Especially, like, how much does it cost to get a birthday sash? Like, $1 from the dollar store? Get the birthday sash that says, it's my birthday, or, like, bride to be, something where it requires someone to get you a celebratory drink, and then all night you drink for free. Hello, you're welcome.
And then at Mexican restaurants especially, you're like, oh, it's her birthday, like, sing her Feliz Cumpleaños, and they put the hat on them and stuff. So
they bring the tequila shot.
They bring the tequila shot with, like, a worm in it if you're unlucky. And, like,
right. Now, Danielle, our foodie expert on the show, she has picked out three really cool and different things to do for your birthday. So if we're celebrating, you're getting ready to celebrate, Danielle, what's the first plan you have?
So I have three different levels of birthday celebrations that I wanted to talk about. So my first one is, we're going to go all out. So if we remember from our first episode, we talked about Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear, right? So I'm going to kind of have that same analogy.
So let's explain that really fast. Papa Bear is like big bucks, you're balling out and you're ready to party. Mama Bear is somewhere a little bit in between, and Baby Bear is probably the most affordable and low-key option for you.
So our top spot is actually going to be where I had my birthday dinner last year.
And this is like Papa Bear. This is big.
This is big. So like, you know, I told my friends before we went into the dinner, I was like, hey guys, like this is going to be a nice dinner. First spot is going to be Patente downtown. It's next to Minute Maid, and it's actually owned by Jim Crane, the Astros owner. Yeah. And it is a absolutely beautiful restaurant. Like, I mean, fantastic, like, aesthetics of the restaurant.
Yeah.
When it comes to birthday, definitely a great girls' fancy evening. They have a private room in their wine cellar. So nice. And that's actually where we had my birthday last year. I had 10 of my best girlfriends. Yeah. And so they have a minimum for the room, but it is in the wine cellar, and it's kind of cold in there. It's really, it's so intimate, and it's so nice when you have like your girl gang with you in this small room, and they have these menus that actually light up.
They have
menus that light up, and actually they had personalized menus. For like if you call them and say, hey, it's Sally or Susie's birthday, like, you know, we want to do something like big for her. If you call them ahead of time and tell them that you're coming in for a birthday, like they will write on the menu, like, happy birthday, Sally, like congratulations on your engagement or some sort of celebration.
Right.
And so it makes it really nice.
Okay, so we're eating this in a wine cellar. I'm like, I'm having trouble picturing. Tell me, like, is it all four walls covered in wine?
I know at least it's three of the walls. When I say wine cellar, it was just a wine room. And they actually have wine lockers right outside of this room that some of the Astros players have lockers for their wine.
Oh, that's really cool.
So it'll
really
say, like, Alex Bregman, which is, like, really, really cool. Like, oh, that's Bregman's wine. Like, don't look at it too hard because that's his.
And what about the food? What's the menu like at this place?
One of my favorite dishes there is this black truffle pasta.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, my gosh. This is absolutely a fantastic dish. They shave the black truffles next to you, like just table side. They're just shaving them, and you're just like, please do not stop shaving these truffles.
Like, just say when. No. Keep going.
Yeah, just no. I didn't say when yet. We're not stopping. It's fine. It's fine. I know these truffles are extremely expensive, but just, you know, keep going with
it. Keep it coming.
Yeah, keep it coming. And then I know what I'm about to say is kind of crazy for you, but their octopus is so good. They have like this like Mediterranean octopus there. Oh my gosh. It is divine. So good.
What kind of sauce do they put with the octopus?
It was like an olive pesto. So it had like a saltiness to the brine. It was really good.
Now, this is a really cool spot to be able to celebrate your birthday with your friends because it's different. They could personalize the menu. I think I would probably go just for the light up menus. And to be able to have your own personalized room in the wine room like that would be a really cool picture to take with your friends on top of the octopus and the pasta any day.
It is such a nice restaurant.
Okay, so let's move on to our Mama Bear, which is like, it's in the middle. Like you're ready for a good time, but it's not going to break the bank.
Right. So my second pick for birthdays is going to be Indianola. Indianola is in East Downtown. And what I love about Indianola is it's actually under the same roof as Miss Carousel and another restaurant called Vinny's, which is a pizzeria. So they're all under this one roof. It's owned by the Agricole Group. We had talked about Cultivare in the first segment. This the same restaurant group. They're doing something really right over there. And so Indianola, you're walking in. There's high ceilings. There's greenery kind of hanging from the ceilings. It's super like almost like light and airy, if that makes sense. Like in there, like it's bright. They have a dish there that is 44 Farms sirloin, and it is so good with this corn puree.
Ooh, that sounds so good.
So good. Have you heard of 44 Farms?
No.
So 44 Farms is where they're sourcing their meat from, and that's where they're getting their steak from, and it is just like top of the line. It's really, really great quality meat. So when you see 44 Farms on a menu, know that you're getting really good meat.
Right. Now, this is a place you said that is connected to another place. So if you're going for a birthday celebration, could you walk in and out of these places to go to the other one?
Yeah. So have dinner at Indianola, then walk over to Miss Carousel. You're grabbing a drink. Mm-hmm. Miss Carousel is like dark, and they have like leather couches and like really kind of like intimate you know, risky seating.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So like you're having this like really cool dinner with your girlfriends and you're like going over next door to get that cocktail. And then you're like, man, I actually didn't eat enough at dinner. Now I want a piece of pizza. Well, you can actually bring your cocktail from Miss Carousel to Vinny's and get a piece of pizza, or you can get a piece of pizza and then bring it over to Miss Carousel.
Listen, I have been to Vinny's. Granted, it was 3 a.m. because they are open late. It was so good. Like watching them make these pizzas, I was like mesmerized. So this seems like a place that you would go, you would eat, and then you'd spend the night at Miss Carousel's having fun, like leather couches. That's a great picture right there with your drinks and your girlfriends. That's a great spot to be. And then when it's late, you go get the pizza.
I just love that it's all under one roof and that it's one Uber.
Oh, ladies, we love that. One Uber ride. You don't have to get outside to go to the next spot because God forbid it's raining and your hair is not going to stay. I'm like, does anyone have an umbrella? No one brought an umbrella, did they? No, my hair is going to curl. I can't walk to the next bar. I can't do that.
You have to think about those kind of things, right?
Especially when it's your birthday.
Definitely.
All right, Danielle, this is the one I'm most excited about. This is the one. Danielle did tell me this third place, our Baby Bear birthday celebration off the air. I've been so excited to share this with you guys. What is it?
Bohem in Montrose.
Okay.
So they have a drag brunch. So if you're thinking that you want to celebrate, if you want to get a little crazy and you want to celebrate your birthday with your girls during brunch, go to this drag brunch because it is so much fun. And if the drag queens know that it's your birthday, like they're going to start throwing money on you. Okay. They're going to start, you know, booty popping and grinding on you and doing all the fun things. And it is so much fun.
This is also something fun to do that if you've never been to a drag queen brunch or even like a drag queen bingo, they are so much like it's something you have to experience at least once in your life. And like Danielle said, when it's your birthday, they make sure to really hype it up for you. If you're one of those girls that loves the attention on your birthday, you have the crown on, you're wearing the sash, you have all your girlfriends together, this is the spot where you're going to get that attention. And from drag queens, give it to me any day. Yes, girl, work it.
Yes, queen. Love it.
Obviously, we're going to be there for the show. But since we're there, I guess we should order. What's the food look like there?
The food at Bohem is actually really good. Mm-hmm. They have these Vietnamese fries that I actually just posted for National Friday last week.
Oh, shoot. I saw these on your Instagram. What did they have on top of them?
So on these fries, they have garlic mayo, hoisin sauce, sriracha, cilantro, and crushed peanuts.
I have my phone open right now and I'm looking at it. If you don't follow Danielle on Instagram, her handle is at Hangry Houstonian and she posts a lot of pictures of the things that we talk about on our show. So make sure you check that out and give her a follow. These fries, there are so many of, like, this is a whole pile of fries. How many people are eating this, okay?
Yeah, and I mean, it's a pile of fries. So you're not just getting, like, a size small. You're getting fries for you and all your girl gang while you're at your birthday brunch.
Now, if you're like us and you are just planning your nights out when bars finally open up and we can get just a little sense of normalcy in our life, don't worry. We have a plan for you on Bayou Bar Hopping coming up after the break. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
Helping us live our best foodie lives. I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois, and we are celebrating Danielle's Dirty 30 birthday this week. Happy birthday week, Danielle.
Shimmy shake, girl.
Shimmy it out. Shimmy it out. So since we're celebrating such a momentous birthday right now, we want to stick with birthdays here for a second, which is why we're going to be sharing a Houston hidden gem that you may not even know exists here, but is going to help you celebrate your birthday the right way.
So for my Houston hidden gem is a bakery in town that I absolutely love. It is called Flour and the Girls. Flour as in F-L-O-U-R.
Oh, punny. It's
punny. Oh,
punny,
honey.
You punny, honey.
So funny, funny, honey. And so they are the cutest and most delicious bakery. They've done my birthday cake the past two or three years, and they are so delicious. I've gotten so many compliments on these cakes, and everyone's like, where did you get them from? And I'm like, Flour and the Girls. It's the plug. It's the real thing.
I have so many questions right now. Like, dessert is where I excel. This is my spot. Like, this is what I eat, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'm sure my dentist hates me. So, what kind of frosting is it?
Well, yeah, they do all kinds of frostings.
You can pick.
I think my birthday cake 2 years ago was cookies and cream. And then last year they did a fun confetti.
No way. Because I think that's a lot of people's biggest concern when they go to get their cakes, because everyone has a different taste. Some people don't like frosting. They think it's too sugary. And other people are like, no, no, no. The more frosting, the better. The more sugar, the better. What's the ratio like from cake to frosting?
It's perfect. That's all I have to say.
Are we talking like 50-50? More frosting, more cake?
Oh, it depends on the cake, right? So, I mean, the cake that I had last year was a 3-tier like monster cake. We had cake for, I mean, I think I still have some in the freezer, okay? I was like handing out cake to like my mom's friends, right?
Strangers.
Like, I mean, yeah, there was just so much cake. I don't feel like the frosting was that heavy to where I like felt like I had a cavity the next day, right? I mean, I felt like it was really well balanced and I absolutely loved it. Everyone that came to my birthday party last year, shout out to my homies. It was so good. They loved it.
So do you get to pick out when you choose your cake? Do they have templates for you, or do you get to walk in and say, I'd really like Barbie on my cake this year?
Well, that's actually a good question. I went on Pinterest. I saw a cake that I liked and I was like, hey guys, like, can y'all mimic this? And they did. They were like, absolutely.
That's
like,
great.
Yeah. I wanted more of like this like marble look to the cake.
Uh-huh.
That kind of aesthetic. And they were like, we got it. We got you.
So you can bring in an idea that you have.
Oh, they love that. They love that.
If you want something specific, you can bring that in and say, can you try and replicate this? And I'm assuming they probably did it to the tea, a place like that.
For sure. They are so talented over there. And they're in Montrose. And they're the cute little house with a pink door. You can go in there for like all kinds of bakery items. They have like muffins and scones. And they are a great local business to support.
Okay, so you could also go in just for breakfast then.
Yeah.
So you can, cute.
I know. And they, I mean, it's like their place has a pink door, right? Like, how, what's not to love about a bakery with a pink door?
I hate that. Like, I swear as girls, we do that. We see a place. I was walking around downtown. I saw like a store and I looked in. I'm like, I don't even know if I'd like anything in that store. But the outside was zebra.
You're like, I'm going to give it a chance. Why not?
We have to go in.
The odds are in my favor.
If you're a business and you have like a brown door, rethink it. Like, let's paint it.
Rethink your life decisions on the brown door. Okay.
Act accordingly. Okay. We need to change it up a little bit. Danielle actually did post a picture on her Instagram from her last year's birthday. So you might have to do a little bit of scrolling to get to it, but it's worth it because you'll see all the good pictures along the way of the good food. So make sure you check out the cake. You can see it's marble. It's really, really, really pretty. Now, this year, as we celebrate Danielle's 30th birthday, we're going to have our cake and then we're going to take a nap, obviously. I'm going to digest that before we go out Bayou bar hopping celebrations.
To celebrate as a 30-year-old, I had to think to myself, where my first day as a 30-year-old, where am I going
to
go?
Do you have to switch? Is that a thing, like when you get older?
Mentally
like,
switch, absolutely. Like, oh, there are places where I can't go.
Where's a place that you can't go once you turn 30?
Midtown. I think that was like, I couldn't go there after like 25 or something.
Oh no, I only have a year left to go to Midtown.
You better get in Shop Bar while you can, because
listen, you're only as old as you feel.
I feel old, Jesse.
No, you don't.
Jesse, I feel
you
it.
Do not.
Oh, sis, you, okay, once 30's coming, creeping in on you, you're going to start to feel it. Oh yeah.
You are young.
When people would say that to me when I was 25, 24, I was like, no, I'm going to be a cool 30-year-old. Now I'm like, I have two ruptured discs in my back. I sleep on a heating pad every night. And if you know me, you know I'll take Tylenol all the time.
She does live off Tylenol.
Yeah.
This is Danielle's thing. She eats ice chips. I'm like, that's, I swear, what my like grandma did was eat ice chips.
I'm old.
You are. Okay, I take it back. You're old.
I'm so old.
I think you could pass off Midtown though. Like, put on a short little mini skirt, crop top, head out and be like, I'm 20. I don't know what you're talking about.
Can I get a vodka cranberry, please?
Why do I feel personally attacked right now? Do you ever feel like when you go to a bar, you have to like order a really respected drink? If you're with a certain group of people, like once you pass 30, is it like you can't get a vodka cran anymore?
Yes.
Darn it. Well,
if I'm around like my brother and his friends, I'm like, I'm cool. Yes, I would like a ranch water because that's what the cool Houstonians do.
Now, I know one of your favorite bars in Houston actually serves ranch water, right?
Eighth Row. And they are known for their ranch waters. And that's where I had my first one at.
So as someone who's from the Midwest, I didn't know what ranch water was. And the last time I went to Eighth Row, Flynn, I saw this on the menu. And the name freaked me out a little bit. So Danielle, make me feel a little bit better about this.
So ranch water is going to be tequila, Topo Chico, and lime juice.
That actually sounds really good.
Super simple, super refreshing in the Texas heat.
Why do we call it ranch water?
I don't know. Texans name things weird.
Like, I don't understand. Just say tequila goodness. I'm renaming it.
Well, you know, I think like Texans are like, oh, we're ranchers. Like, we're not just going to drink regular water out here. We're going to drink ranch water.
Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. You said ranch water and I was like, Hidden Valley Ranch. There's no salad dressing in this drink. I hate myself sometimes.
Okay. Ranch.
8th row Flint is where we can start out the night. Give me the vibe when I walk in. My eyes are shut just for you.
It almost looks like an old gas station. They have a food truck in the back. Their food there is actually awesome. So good. They kind of have this little small gate that's outside out of 8th row. You walk in, you see the bar, and there's actually a ring toss game that they have there. So this is really cool. I think you might have to pay like, I think it's like $8 or something like that. So you pay $8 to do this ring toss. And if you get it on the bottle, in whatever bottle it lands on, obviously like that's going to be the drink that you get.
Okay.
But if you don't land on a bottle, then they just give you a small, like one of their small little beers.
Okay.
That kind of like, I guess it averages out to probably like $4 or something like that. Yeah. Maybe it's a $4 ring toss. But hey, it's a really cool thing to do while you're bar hopping.
Risk it for the biscuit,
yeah,
man.
And this is a place that I love to go to, like with my brother and sister-in-law. Like they are 31 and 32. Like they have like cool friends that like to go to this bar. So like this is definitely not going to be like your bar, right? Like this is going to be like sit down, like bar. Let's have a ranch water. Let's enjoy the cocktail. Like let's enjoy this craft cocktail on a Saturday.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. What's our second bar if we're going out downtown?
So our second bar is going to be Bovine and Barley.
Okay, now this is actually one of my absolute favorite bars in Houston. It was one of the first ones I came to when I moved. And I think they have such a good vibe in there. And it's not just because there's light, which you don't get at every bar, by the way. A lot of times it's dark and you have no idea who you're talking to or what you're stepping in. But this place has these giant letters that say HTX on the wall, and they take up the entire wall from top to bottom. And they're beautiful. They're lit. It's such a cool thing to get a picture of.
Definitely makes it like an Instagram worthy spot, especially like for us transplants. We're like taking a selfie with the HTX. You're like, home.
Yes.
This now, is where I live now.
Like, don't want to say this because I feel like no one knows about this and I don't want to give away my like secret spot, but no one ventures to the upstairs.
Oh yeah. The upstairs has all the games.
Yes. And it's not a very big area. Like the upstairs could probably fit one or two groups of people, but they have couches. I mean, it does kind of look like an area that should be employees only, but every time I go there, no one's in the upstairs. So me and all my friends would get that area to ourselves. I mean, there's velvet couches, there's different games to play. It's just, it's a good place to sit and be able to talk, and no one knows about it. So if you go, chances are you're going to get that spot to yourself.
Well, now everybody's going to know if they're listening.
I know.
In.
I'll walk off and be like, back off. This is my spot.
This is where it's at. This is my spot. So Bovine and Barley now actually have a delivery service, mm-hmm. where you can text them and they will come to your neighborhood and deliver margaritas. You have to purchase some food, mm-hmm. but it can just be like, you know, a bag of chips and something like that. But they have a delivery truck for cocktails.
If you haven't been to Bovine and Barley, it's definitely a place that you want to check out. I think that's a good place to bring someone. If someone is coming in from out of town, you don't know where to take them. Bovine and Barley is a really good bar to start out the night at. Now we have our very last spot in Bayou Bar Hopping this week.
Lalo in the Heights. We're going back to the Heights. We're going Tiki Bar vibes.
Love that.
Lalo was one of the first bars I went to when I moved to Houston. And it's like a Houston staple in the mm-hmm. Heights. It's the Tiki vibes. It's when you walk in, it's like that dark atmosphere of like, oh, I'm just going to get like a super fruity cocktail. And then I'm going to like sit on these like wicker chairs. These wicker chairs and probably have like some bamboo, like, you know, hit me in the face at some point while yeah. I'm there. Super sugary, fruitful cocktails that are delicious there. Something's going to be lit on fire. One of the cocktails is definitely going to have some like fire element to it in a tiki glass. So good.
There is not one spot that we have talked about today that isn't Instagram worthy. And you know, with our generation, we're going to spots just for the picture.
We got to.
I don't even want to drink the drink. I just want a picture of it flaming for my Instagram.
I mean, these drinks are delicious also. So they're doing right now, because of quarantine, they're doing to-go kits.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Go to their Instagram page, which is Lalo, and you'll be able to see their quarantine to go kids.
Now, because we're doing our absolute best to be social distancing, staying home, and keeping everyone safe, we're going to give you a chance to go Bayou Bar Hopping in your own house with Cocktail of the Week coming up after the break. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. What should you be sipping on this weekend? It's time for cocktails.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. It's Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. And one of our favorite ways to end our show is giving you guys a cocktail of the week to try. Whether you want to try it on Saturday or it is 4:45 and you're ending your workday and you're getting ready to wind down.
Our cocktail of the week is going to be from Blue Chair Rum. And it is called Key Lime. Lime Colada.
I have a bottle of it sitting in my apartment right now. Now, Blue Chair Rum, that's Kenny Chesney's.
That's Kenny Chesney's, exactly.
We love you, Kenny Chesney.
Shout out to Kenny. So it is their key lime flavored rum that we're making this cocktail with. So make sure you get a bottle of the key lime.
Is it the green bottle?
It is the green bottle, yes. So to make this cocktail, you are going to be doing 12 ounces of orange juice. You're going to need pineapple juice and coco leche. Oh, yeah.
Listen, I really like Kenny Chesney's rum. I think it goes down really, really smooth. So I can imagine when you'd put it in with a lot of mixers, it would be refreshing when it's this hot.
Oh, definitely. I mean, anything that has that coco leche is so good. It makes it like super creamy and it's like doesn't even taste like alcohol. So yeah, so you do that and then you're going to do 5 shots of Blue Chair key lime rum and then you're going to do 3 shots of coconut rum.
Okay. Oh, how much are we making?
We're making a good amount. So we have that 12 ounces of orange juice. So it's going to cut it pretty well.
Okay. I was like, this is not like a pour yourself a drink. We're going to watch it.
No, we're making a batch. We're making a batch for sure. I'm going to be making this on my Instagram page. So make sure y'all tune in and check that out.
At Hangry Houstonian. This is going to be really cool because Danielle's going to be able to actually show you how to make it and how she makes this pitcher so you can see how big it is when you are trying to figure out how many people you want to invite over for this. Or just keep it in your fridge for yourself because you're working from home. You can make your Zoom meetings just a little bit more interesting every day.
Exactly. Now, this is a brand that I tried during rodeo and I fell in love with. Somebody was like, you got to try this Kenny Chesney flavored rum. And I was like, I'm not really a big rum drinker.
I love that you just said Kenny Chesney flavored rum.
Oh, yeah.
You know as if mean. Like we are legit licking Kenny Chesney up and down. Like
but when you see him on stage, you're just like, man, that man is sweating in those jeans, honey.
Oh, God, my stomach hurts. Okay. Kenny Chesney's rum, but he has his own
flavors. He has an assortment of flavors. And I actually saw them on Instagram and I messaged them. And I was like, hey, guys, like, I love y'all's rum so much. I would love to collaborate with y'all and promote it to my community because if I like it, I bet they will like it too.
And we know y'all will. So make sure you check it out on her Instagram at Hangry Houstonian so you can check out how to make this cocktail of the week. If you have a cocktail of the week you want us to try, we love to hear from y'all. You can DM us on Danielle's page. She's really, really good at getting back to people at Hangry Houstonian. You can follow me on my Instagram at JessieWatt965. We love getting these cocktails of the week because there's only so many vodka crayons you can drink, right?
Vodka crayons definitely like a thing of the past for me. Yeah. So now as I'm a mature adult of 30, I am no longer drinking. No.
As if she wasn't downing green tea shots last week.
Exactly. She's like, let's be honest here. But green tea has a lot of health benefits.
Okay. Listen, we have to say hi right now to Danielle's mom. Hi, Danielle's mom.
Hey, mom. I promise. Okay. Yeah. I promise I'm not taking green tea shots all the time. She was very concerned after the first episode.
Yes, if y'all haven't heard the first episode of our Bayou Bar Hopping, I think her mom was a little bit shocked to hear. We just like to go out and have a good time. I promise we're being safe. We're taking Ubers home. We don't drink that many green tea shots, Danielle's mother. We love you for listening, and we promise we're okay.
We're okay, yes.
I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. Time to slide into Danielle's DMs.
One of the many reasons I love Danielle is because she has so much confidence. Like the fact that she slid into the DMs of Blue Chair Bay and they responded is amazing. But this is not the first time she has slid into someone else's DMs. Because this, for me, when Danielle told me the story, was a moment of like, You did what? So let us just set the scene for you really quick. We like to dive into Danielle's DMs because she gets a lot of crazy DMs being an Instagram influencer. People ask her questions all the time. You know, they feel like there's a friendship. They're hitting on her. If you message her something crazy, chances are we're going to talk about it. And I'm sorry for what I said when I was hangry. When Danielle and I were talking about which DM we really wanted to dive into this week, Danielle looked at me and said, I'd actually like to talk about a DM that I sent. Danielle, spill the tea.
So this is something that I definitely don't do often at all, right? Because I get the creepy messages, so I never want to be the creepy girl at all. But I just like saw this guy and I was like, man, if I had to like pick a type out, like you literally like check every box from what I can see via your Instagram. So I'm going to shoot my shot because the world is about to end, right?
I am living vicariously through you right now.
Well, I just felt like I had to be like the aggressor and go getter in the situation because I had added him on Instagram. He added me back and then I slid in. So I had to be aggressive.
Okay. Read me what you said to him because I feel like a lot of girls maybe need some tips. They're listening right now and they're going, number one, you go, girl. Number two, help me. What did you say?
So we had a little bit of back and forth. He had put up an Instagram story and of course I like kind of just had some small talk, like how to like, you know, slip in there. And then after a little bit of small talk, he said, well, nice, like welcome to Houston. I was like, well, yeah, I love it here. Y'all really sold me, like barbecues. I think I'm here to stay. And then I told him, I was like, man, I hope you don't mind me sliding into your DMs. Definitely not my norm, but I couldn't help but think that you were very handsome. I figured the world might be ending. So I figured I would just say, hey. Then he ghosted me.
No, he didn't.
He didn't respond.
Listen.
He didn't respond. I was like, I shot my shot.
But the world might be ending. Like 2020, what even are we right now? So of course you got to message the cute guy you see on Instagram. And that, ladies, is absolutely a hint. Go do it right now. Message the hot guy you see. What do you mean he ghosted you after you told him how freaking handsome he was?
I don't know. I mean, I was like, I thought our small talk was going really well, Jesse.
Have you seen me? Like, hello. No.
And this was on my personal Instagram page. So he didn't know the whole like influencer.
Okay,
yeah, which is best, right? Like, because I don't necessarily want like guys to know the social media side of me when I'm like going into like dating type situations. So he ghosted me. And then a few weeks ago, he DM'd me. And I was like, oh, hello there. I guess
you're
quarantine
back.
Has gotten to you and you're back. Hi.
Welcome. First of all, welcome.
Welcome.
Like,
hi.
You're more welcome anytime. What did he say?
Oh, I had an LSU shirt on, which I think I had the same LSU shirt on then that I had
right
on that, that I have on now. And he was like, oh, you're an LSU fan. Well, he went to Rice and he played football at Rice. So I think he was trying to like talk some ish to
did
me.
Did you say what was going on with you last week when you didn't answer my very kindly worded message to you?
Well, no, Jesse, I didn't come out of the gates like hitting it hard with that.
Oh, I would have. I would have.
What is wrong with you? Why did you ghost me? I am not. I mean, look, I'm not one to be ghosted here. I mean, I typically do the ghosting.
I'm the ghoster,
I am,
not
call
the
me
ghosty.
Casper. Call me Casper, baby, because I ghost. But no, I don't actually do that because I love Jesus or something. I don't know. I don't know. I like respect people. I don't know. Anyways, so yeah, we had a little bit of back and forth and he told me that he had like just gotten out of a relationship or something like that. So I don't know if take it with a grain of salt or whatnot, but at least he's texting me now and today's his birthday.
Oh my God, maybe he's listening and he's thinking about what to do for his birthday celebrations. And you're welcome. We totally helped you out today, mystery man who ghosted Danielle. You don't have a very high opinion in my book right now, but maybe if we meet...
He's back for round two, so, you know.
And he did come back, so we'll give
him that. He's back for round two, so I think he, you know.
Now, listen, if you are like Danielle's brand new Instagram man or her who is getting ready to celebrate a birthday, we talked a lot about birthdays in this episode. So what we want to do is give you all the addresses of the places that we talked about so you know exactly where you're going, exactly where to look up. We know some of you work better with numbers than you do places. So the very first thing we talked about today was date night spots, and we picked three out for you brand new from last week's episode. So Danielle, what was our first spot today?
Our first spot was Cultivare at 3320 White Oak.
Okay.
Then we're at Cotta Rabata, 3600 Kirby Caracol at 2200 Post Oak in the Galleria.
So make sure you check those out before you're planning what to do with your night out, with your quarantined boo. These are the date spots you need to check out. We are celebrating Danielle's 30th birthday this week. Happy birthday, Danielle! And if you are celebrating a birthday of yourself or maybe a friend, we have picked out three birthday spots for you. Danielle, our very first spot.
Indianola. It's going to be at 1201 St. Manuel Street.
Okay, our next birthday spot.
Patente. It's going to be at 1515 Texas Avenue.
Now, our favorite spot probably of this episode has to be the drag queen brunch at
Bohem, 307 Fairview.
Perfect. Okay. Our Houston hidden gem this week, we like to pick a place that you might not know about. Even if you live in Houston, it's a little bit hidden. It's not talked about all the time. We like to bring light to places like these to hopefully get you to try something new.
Our Houston hidden gem of the week is one of my favorite bakeries, Flower and the Girls, at 1204 West Gray Street.
Now, after you have your dessert, you take your nap, you work off your food, and we're going to go buy you bar hopping for your birthday. The very first spot that we're going to choose for this week is
8th Row at 1039 Yale Street.
Okay, then we're going to move on to downtown Bovine and Barley,
416 Main Street.
And if you feel like getting a little bit hula, girls, you're going to go get some tiki drinks. Where are we heading?
We're going to go to Lalo at 6412 North Main Street in the Heights.
So there you have it. Those are all of the addresses of the places we talked about today. Make sure you check out Danielle's Instagram page because she has even more things on her page for you to check out. At Hangry Houstonian, myself at JessieWatt965. Thank you guys so much for joining us on our second episode of I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry. A big thank you to our executive producers, Chase Murphy and Sarah Frazier. We'll see you guys next week.
Cheers, guys.
I'm Sorry for What I Said When I Was Hangry with Jesse Watt and Danielle Dubois. Miss anything on today's show? You can always check out the podcast on the radio.com app. Download the app and favorite CBS Sports Radio 650.